Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Now, when I looked across the table, I thought to myself, I don't think I've ever had this assemblage of manpower, brain power, whatever you want to call it. And I said, what have I done wrong that I have two, not one, but two mayors of the city of Rock Hill assembled in front of microphones that are live on the air? I've got Mayor Doug Eccles and Mayor John Geddes. One preceded the other. We'll let you figure that one out. And we're here today not because they want to chastise me for something I've done wrong, I hope, but to talk about a big anniversary coming up, and that's the 40th anniversary of the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, which really has done marvelous work. This is one of two programs we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks just to try to paint the picture of what role and what influence the RHEDC has had. So, you know, it's been a while. You're Doug. That's right, Doug.
It's been a while.
So maybe you'd like to tell our audience, which is a lot of new people who were not here when you were the mayor, tell them a little bit about your background.
I hadn't been that long, has it, Manning? My
well,
goodness.
It's been 1,000 years. As far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I kind of had two stints on local government. One was from 80 to 84, around the time that RHEDC was formed.
Right. So,
and then I rested for 10 years. People gave me a rest. And then I went back on, was on city council for one term and then became, you know, mayor prior to John becoming mayor. And he's having to clean up the mess that I created.
So. Not at all.
Well, anyway, it's been a while, but it's good to be back with you.
Well, it's good to have you here. And, of course, the mayor was mayor for 20 years.
20 years.
And I love to tell this story because so many people know Cherry Park. Mm. Cherry Park was really what started this whole thing called sports tourism. And I remember having Doug Eccles on here, and one day he said to me, he says, I'm not quite sure how all this started, but it has started, and I'm glad it did. Well, it started because you and a fella by the name of Melford Wilson, who were council members at that time, had enough guts to vote against another proposal for that piece of land. Somebody wanted to put a shopping mall or something there. And you said, no. The better way to do this is, of course, with of Cherry Park, and that's what happened, thank God.
Yeah.
But you got chastised for that, but you came back like a phoenix. You rose from the ashes and did what you did. Good job. Well done.
Well, it was a lot of fun. I think you have to give a lot of credit to Joe Lamford and to Betty Jo Ray. They actually kind of led the charge. Betty Jo carried the flame for Parks Recreation for a long time, and Joe was very supportive of that. And, you know, if you remember about Cherry Park, is city was actually looking for a way to kind of overcome some of the offshore work that was being done with textiles. I mean, textiles were leaving.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think Joe thought that if we could bring people into Rock Hill and let them spend some money, which they did through softball and et cetera, then that would work out well. And it did.
Yeah, it sure did. I don't know whether we need a whole lot of introduction for this fella because he's been around and he's on the airwaves all the time. But
yeah.
John Geddes has been mayor now for how many terms?
6 years. Well, one and a half terms.
One and a half terms.
That's right. I count every day. With pleasure.
Would you like to announce your re-election effort?
Sure. Right, I'm going to hitch it up one more time, I hope.
Good for you. Good for you. All right, let's go back to 1983, which obviously, since this is 40th anniversary, that's when this started.
Just to clarify, I was three at that time.
You were on council at this time?
Yeah,
Doug?
I was on from 1980 to 84, and I came on council after the reform, the adjustments that were made on council were to move from all at large to three at large and three district representatives.
Okay.
So I lived in a district that was formed, and then Henry Woods was running for a judgeship, and I ran for his seat.
Okay. So how did this whole discussion, if you can recollect, about an RHEDC come about? Rock Hill was on hard times. We're losing the textile industry.
Yeah, it was that was the kind of the context in which those discussions occurred. But, you know, I have to give an awful lot of credit, as we did with Cherry Park, to Joe Lamford at the time, our city manager, who kind of led the charge. And he knew the intricacies of how a separate 501c3 organization could operate, basically a nonprofit organization under the city umbrella. But yet he formed it. Or it was formed and voted on officially by citizen leadership, you know. So we've had through the years, and I know Manny, you've participated on it as well. But we've had great citizen leadership throughout that era.
But what was the reason? Why did we need an RHEDC?
Well, you needed another group besides the city to take on some of the big projects that we were looking at. One is you have to go back and think about where we were in the downtown area. You know, it was kind of drying up. You know, the roof was still on downtown. There were other opportunities out there in relationship primarily around business parks that some in the community saw as an opportunity to, you know, have some land and then let the city be a partner with citizen groups, a citizen group like RHEDC, who would buy land, then seek to, you know, to bring in a company that would build warehouses and so forth.
And this group, this independent group, even though it was part of the city, could do things that an elected body like the Rock Hill City Council could not do.
Absolutely. Or at least couldn't do quickly.
Yeah.
You see, I don't know how John feels, but it's very deliberate.
Yeah. I've had this conversation with numbers of people who have worked for cities across the street with Winthrop University. It's a whole different animal when you're dealing with a big structure, a bureaucracy, and trying to get things done very easily. So the vote was taken. Was it like a 7-0 vote? Was it split?
I think it was. No, I don't think there was any split at all, because I think everyone, I'm drawing from memory, which might not be exactly accurate, but I think everyone saw the dilemma in which the community was as far as economic development goes.
Right.
Yeah, that we needed an organization that was out promoting the city, that could go out and buy property, that could do the things we talked about previously about being able to move a little faster than perhaps city government and that kind of thing. And then, too, I think that one of the brilliant things was having citizen leadership in it, because that way you created ambassadors.
Yeah.
Ambassadors within the community wanting to get things done. And, you know, if you're a business leader in Rock Hill or a business person, you see the fact that, you know, is one of the situations where, you know, it'll lift all boats. So if we do good in one area, that's that many more people with good jobs coming into the community. They buy goods and services and so forth. All blends together.
What's always impressed me, and John, I'm going to get you to jump in on this, is how, and maybe it's just unique to Rock Hill, how many people over the years have donated their time and their expertise to being part of the RHEDC, whatever it is, a member or an officer or what have you. And that collective brain power, how it's worked so effectively with the city to get things done.
Well, I mean, that really is the story of Rock Hill, is its people. You know, I say that all the time because it's true. But, you know, what we can't lose sight of when we talk about RHEDC, when we talk about the state of our city back then, there was a lot of risk to do everything. You know, and risk is a hard thing for an elected official to take on, not because they're scared of the outcome so much as they just don't want to offend people they grew up with or they go to church with, and take a risk and have it not come to fruition. I mean, you look at, for example, the Sports and Events Center that we enjoy today, the risk on taking on buying the bleachery and redoing that with RHEDC being involved and cleaning the environmental aspects of that and having private developers come in to make this thing happen. That happens because of relationships that have been built over generations of people in our community that stop and think, you know, we can do just about anything when we set our mind to it. And our government, our local government, our city government is fantastic. I mean, Joe Lamford was a visionary city manager. David Vihan's just as talented, if not more so. But government's big, as you alluded to, and this new park we just announced, we've been working on that for 4 years. You know, we've had the fun and we've doing all these things, so we're just now ready to bring it to fruition. And then if you have something else that pops up and you have to switch gears, how do you put the appropriate focus there? And that really is the role of RHEDC, in my mind, is identifying other things that we miss because we're so focused on what we have before us. And that's what played out beautifully in the 80s and 90s, because you won't have the rock that we have today without RHEDC.
So we went about trying to create some business parks where business could come into it. I don't know what the actual chronology of the different parks were, but Tech Park was one of the early ones.
Right.
And that was kind of a joint venture between the RHEDC and the city, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we know where Tech Park is. It's right off Desplein Boulevard. The land was acquired. The infrastructure was put in place. And I guess the rest is history, because the park is, for all intents and purposes, filled.
So Domtar, which is there, has been there. It was the first tenant in that park. They just celebrated their 30th anniversary. Went to it a couple weeks ago. Think about that. Domtar, 30 years ago, started in that business park, still going strong. They're still pumping out paper like you wouldn't believe. And it's a success story. In fact, that tax district where that was situated closed early because it was so successful. And so it's just, you know, another reason why we can trace back a lot of our successes to our HEDC.
And, you know, you mentioned the special taxing districts.
Yes.
That were created over the years to do these projects. Once those projects were done, I mean, the windfall to the city and the school district and the county has been tremendous. The one that sticks in my mind the most is the Galleria area, which was a huge undertaking. My God. If people only knew what was out there before what you see there now,
right?
It was amazing. But anyway, so it went about the business of creating parks, and I guess you can tick them off one by one. You've got Tech Park. You've got the Airport Industrial Park.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Southway Parks, which are heavy industry out there. But then, you know, the RHEDC went about doing one on its own, which was Waterford Park.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big step for the RHEDC, because they went out and borrowed the money. They put themselves online to do this thing.
Yep.
And it all worked out. But
yeah. Well, the whole formula behind and the composition of the whole RHEDC organization is really fascinating, in a sense that you've got this public entity, the City of Rock Hill, and then you've got this quasi-public-private partnership with RHEDC, and then you actually have developers. You know, if you can't find and satisfy developers and business people, then you don't have anything anyhow. I mean, you've got to get them to come in and spend money. And that's one of the things that I think that John and I both agree on wholeheartedly, is that you have to have all of those as partners, and that's why you have to build a complete community, because you have to attract companies who will say, yes, we'll come in there, we'll spend millions of dollars, and we'll bring people out of, you know, Indiana and Ohio and other places in the South, you know, to come and want to work in these places. And, in order to do that, you have to have a complete community. You got to have all the basics, but, you know, water, sewer, etc. But you got to have a community that's wholesome.
I can also remember when we had a what do I want to call this? The right where Tech Park is, we have those four beautiful statues that Aud reflected.
Uh-huh.
And there was a grand opening or something that day, and some citizens got very upset about those statues. And they came out and they had black balloons and all this kind of stuff. Well, wouldn't you know, it poured rain that day and just kind of took the sting out of what they were trying to do. But, I mean, that was part of it in terms of trying to get people to understand that we were no longer a textile town, that we were going to grow as Betty Jo Ray did with Empowering the Vision. You know, the arts were going to be part of this community.
Mm-hmm.
Transportation was going to be part of this community. Education was going to be part of this community. And those things have flourished. I mean, as a result, of the work that the RHEDC did. Okay. So let me step, I'll tell you what, we're going to have to take a break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, everybody knows where we are, Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. These guys have been doing this so long, they know exactly what we're about to do. It's called Fresh Subs, it's called Fresh Salads. We do it 6 days a week, and what do you... You checking AI down how to do this? All right, at the count of three, one, two, three, how do we do it?
Slice.
Yarn. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
It's soup weather and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies, and we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Relax with a certificate from Founders Federal Credit Union and maximize your earnings. Whether you're saving for a down payment, planning for retirement, or simply growing your nest egg, Founders has great dividend rates. Get guaranteed returns and the security you deserve with terms from 12 to 84 months. Enable Dividend AMP to transfer your quarterly dividends into your Loyalty Select account, our highest yield savings account. Open a certificate today. Visit an office or foundersfcu.com to learn more or apply for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing two new high-speed internet options. Comporium has created two new levels of service that give you access to fast, reliable internet for a remarkably low monthly price. Whether you prefer the light or the essential plan, you can do everything you want online without spending too much. Prices start at $29.94 per month for light internet, and essential internet is under $50. Both plans offer fast internet and free virus protection. Call Comporium today to sign up. 833-619-1848.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Rock Hill Mayor's... I've done that before. Rock Hill Mayors, Doug Eccles and John Geddes are with us. One preceded the other. You all can figure that out. But I can remember back in the early 80s when I arrived in Rock Hill, there was this great big roof over downtown Rock Hill. And I can't begin to tell you what the RHEDC's role in that was. I really don't know. And maybe you can enlighten me. But the rest is history. We see... what has happened, and you talk about gutsy moves by the city council, which, of course, was you, the one you were on, Doug, at the time, to tear that roof off and invest millions, tens of millions of dollars in redoing all the infrastructure. You imploded the old bank building at the end of Main Street there to open it up to Dave Law Boulevard. I bet you that was a couple of very interesting council meetings.
Well, it was, and, you know, the thing about, I think we have to, I mean, I know that what we have now is much improved, but at the, if you go back in time and you think about where we were at that point in time, main streets and downtowns were drying up.
Everywhere.
It was drying up everywhere. And so everyone was trying to think about, well, how do you, you know, how do you recreate, you know, what you want is some vibrancy within the downtown area. And while I think everyone would say that that particular – initiative was not as successful as everyone had hoped. It was an effort to try to do something, to revitalize. And, so eventually I think the revitalization came by taking the roof off and restoring some vitality in the downtown. And now we see a very vibrant downtown area.
Well, we have to tell people there was a thing at the time called the Rock Hill Mall, which is out there on Cherry Road.
Which was competition.
Was a lot of competition.
Absolutely.
And that's what was driving, this movement from downtowns to suburbia. But I also remember a guy by the name of Stephen Turner, who was also supposed to be here, but he couldn't make it. One day at some presentation, he said, Rock Hill is like an apple, and the core of the apple is rotting. And he had all these statistics in terms of housing values, education, income levels, da-da-da-da-da. And we have to rebuild this core, so we rebuild the city from the inside out. Now, here we are, 25 or 30 years later, and that, thank God, is exactly what is happening through initiatives like the downtown. Mm-hmm. What happened with the Lowenstein project, the mill there? These were tough decisions for the council, for the RHEDC, to really take on, because it was a wholesale change in the community.
I agree with that 100%. It goes even further out when you think about the council a decade ago, when Doug was mayor, deciding we weren't going to allow multifamily to be built out on 77 anymore. We were going to pull it into the downtown area, so we didn't see a generation later that sprawl continue to go away from downtown. And now we have things like The Exchange, Cambria. You have all of these multifamily units at The Thread and coming up on the Herald site, the University Center site. Those things wouldn't have happened had the city council not put in some restrictions, and the city council, in my mind, wouldn't have really understood what we were trying to accomplish had it not been for what they'd seen happening in downtown, thanks to RHEDC's leadership and so many other things.
And the one that's freshest in most people's memories is the White Street, the University City area that they call. That was one step forward and 10 steps back for 20 plus years. It was just phenomenal what had to be done to try to even get to the first base on that project.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing that, the RHEDC stayed right with it. And again, I take my hat off to Stephen Turner with
Absolutely.
His vision.
Yeah, I think Stephen deserves a lot of credit.
He really does. He just was something else. Every meeting you'd go to, he would have, here's where we are. Mm-hmm. This is what we're going to be working on. Right on down the line. And then it came to a time where, through some circumstances that nobody anticipated, with the untimely passing of Lynn Stevenson, the mill became available because her partner wanted to get out of it.
Yep.
And then talk about a gutsy move.
Well, it didn't take a whole lot.
Been on fire three times.
Well, that's exactly what I started saying. And the city manager at the time was Kerry Smith. And Kerry said, he told the council, he said, it costs about $100,000 every time we have to put that out. And I said, we don't want to do that too often, do we?
For just the water.
Put it out. Yeah, so we, that's where we.
And the last fire, because I remember going over there to cover it, that fire was a windy day, and it was very close to jumping those railroad tracks.
Absolutely.
Setting that whole.
It was a health hazard in the center of the city, and we had to do something with that.
Well, and then you worked out a deal with the surviving partner.
Yeah.
And he was in the reclamation business.
Will Simmons.
Yeah. You tear it down, get this thing environmentally correct, and we'll write you a big check.
Yeah.
It was $5 million or something like that.
No, I don't remember.
It was a huge number.
It was a big number.
Big number. But it's all gotten paid back to the city by the developer who's been in there doing all these different projects down there.
Absolutely.
So,
I think generally speaking, you can look at a lot of these projects. For instance, we're talking about some of the business parks. Well, I'm just guessing, but I would suspect that many Rockhillians have not been into the business parks. If you have a job there, maybe if you drive through or something like that. But yet, there are all these workers and employees out there who are taking that weekly paycheck and they're going downtown and buying something, or they're going out to the mall, or they're buying gas and services and paying for their kids to go to school or whatever they're doing with their funds. I mean, there's a lot that's the spinoff benefit to the general community, which many times I don't think we stop and think about because it's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
All right. You know, not to, I know we're going to run up on time in a minute, but one of the most recent projects, successful projects that RHEDC had, something I want to take a second in because you were on the board when we did this, was the old car dealership, the Good Kid car dealership at the corner of Dave Lau and White Street. You know, that was owned by the county at the time. Originally, I think the plan was maybe to put a new library there, and that didn't work out or come to fruition. But because RHEDC is the entity that it is, it was able to partner with the County of York, clean the property, allow the county to pay for the cleaning of the environmental stuff. But because RHEDC is a 501c3 company, they basically could take away all of the environmental liability from the project to the upcoming purchaser, the new purchaser of the property. And the new purchaser of that property that developed it just received an award from Charlotte for the work that they did just a month ago. The exchange is sitting there now, and the exchange, the property tax receipts after the contributions to the TIF district, the school district, I know, got $170,000 above and beyond what went into the district because of that reclamation project. So this isn't stuff you have to wait on. I mean, once you get into it and you can get turned some property that had lived its life as a garage, and a car place, now is a new life that's just bringing so much vitality, to Doug's point, to the downtown area. It's why we're seeing restaurants in downtown now. It's why we're seeing all these people walking around in downtown. It's just, it's a fabulous story. And RHEDC couldn't have happened without it. And the people that served on that board for years in and years out, I talked about risk for a second ago because we can't lose sight of that's a risky proposition. I can remember RHEDC buying that spec building out off of Waterford Road and sitting on it for a couple of years till someone came and bought it, and then we built the next one. Yeah. Those are success stories that don't happen anywhere else.
Well, you know, that that old Good Motor Company property sat there for 10 years because there was a failed referendum.
Yep.
The voters did not want to do a new library and all the other stuff that was in the bond issue. And so it sat. It just sat. And then the RHEDC was able to work with the county and pull it all together. And it's been a win-win for everybody because the county got $2 million out of that project. And the city, my God, I don't know what the tax value of that exchange is, but it's substantial, to say the least.
Sure.
And look at all the new people who have come here as a result of that.
Yeah, last I checked, it was 84% occupied.
Yeah.
It's been there less than a year now. None of those people came from the Anderson or 139, so that's new people living downtown. Derek Close's place at the Thread will be opening relatively soon. I mean, it's a great story, and that momentum that comes from people investing their time and talents just is our story.
Let me just mention this because we're going to run out of time. The Herald site.
Yes, sir.
Another big project that the RHEDC and the city have worked on for years and years and years. And did I say years?
Yes.
I mean, you know, obstacles like dealing with the railroad and tracks that run through there. I mean, it's amazing. But that project's about to happen.
About to.
And we'll see something happen there. It's just another check mark for the RHEDC and the city of Rock Hill. Mayors Eccles and Geddes, thank you both for being here today. Thank you for all that you've done for the community over the years and what you will continue to do, because we'll make sure of that. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax you with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, you know what we do here, and we're even going to invite somebody from the county to enjoy and join in on this. We do fresh subs and salads. He's eating one over there right now. 6 days a week here at Substation 2. The way we do it is in the white letters, and we're going to tell everybody together at the count of three. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We will see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.